Slide leveraged what's available. In addition to optimizing your time, you're going to want to leverage the tools you're going to use to find positions. Obviously, you're going to go to the big aggregators and the places that are clear to everyone. But don't overlook taking the time to learn more about the specific tools that may be available within the company or organizations that you're looking to get into. Think about and do some research on what aggregators are out there for your particular sector. There are aggregators probably in every sector at this point, and they tend to be more fruitful than some of the larger ones because they are more narrowly driven. Think about what you can use LinkedIn for. In addition to searching for jobs, you can certainly see postings on groups. We mentioned groups before as a way of leveraging your network. You can follow people, and when people do make changes, if you're following them, that update will come through in your feed, and you'll see not only where they've been, but where they're going to, and certainly it may identify new opportunities for you or places you hadn't thought of. The same is true for following companies. Anytime they post a new position or make a change, you will get that served up to you in your feed. So you want to leverage all of those, what I call passive tools, so that you're getting information without having to go out there and look for it. Oftentimes people will overlook thinking about going directly to company websites. I would surely encourage you to do this. If you have an idea about what companies are of interest to you, check out their websites directly. Very often you will see jobs posted there that you're not going to see posted elsewhere. For whatever reason, they're not picked up by the aggregators and you're just not going to see them anywhere else. Think about universities and what they can provide to you. In addition to posting their own jobs online, a lot of universities do have databases available for their alumni of jobs that are available. And then, of course, their alumni networks can be useful to you as well. And finally, think about professional associations. Even if you are not a member of a professional association within your area of expertise, you can oftentimes access their job boards. They do typically make those available to the public, or often, I should say, if not typically. A couple that really come to mind that have great job boards are the Society of Information Managers, which is an IT-focused association, and the Women in Development New York chapter has an excellent nonprofit job board. You certainly do not have to be a member of their organization to access it, and the jobs are not just for women. Oftentimes I mention that to men in the nonprofit sector and they don't even think to go look there. So there are really a lot of tools and resources out there that you're probably not thinking about. And while you don't want to overlook the obvious ones, you want to make sure to uncover others that could be very useful to you. And that about wraps up the details of blocking and tackling on this topic. I think Jay's going to land this webinar because we're close to the end. So Jay, you want to take over from here?